This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2493, Laziness is Not the Issue, part two, by Eric Teplitz of erictepletz.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, and welcome to OLD, Optimal Living Daily, where I read articles to you with permission from the authors, but today being a continuation from yesterday. So I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 2492. If you're all caught up, let's get right to part two and continue optimizing your life. Laziness is Not the Issue, part two, by Eric Teplitz of erictepletz.com. Okay, fine, you say, I'm not lazy, I'm just afraid or anxious. So what do I do with that? The answer is simple, if not always easy to execute. You decide there's something more important to you than the fear or anxiety you are experiencing, and you act accordingly. Think of it as a favor you are doing for your near future self. Wouldn't you rather feel gratitude toward yourself than the dread of lingering anxiety, anxiety which is only likely to increase the longer you keep your feet planted in avoidance? Isn't this how we make ourselves proud of ourselves? Isn't this how character is built, not to mention self-confidence, by repeatedly facing the things that make us anxious or uncomfortable, but that are important to us? At the very least, call a spade a spade. It's not laziness that is stopping you. It's fear or anxiety. Welcome to Club Humanity. And number three, it'd be nice to do as opposed to being a must do. In other words, the stakes are not subjectively high enough, so I'm not making it a priority. We each are allotted 24 hours in a day. Decisions must be made regarding how and where we direct our time, energy, and attention. In other words, we prioritize some time and energy investments over others. Inevitably, some things, though we may give lip service to their importance to us, will fall by the wayside and not make the cut in a given day, week, month, year, or lifetime. It's not just a matter of deeming something to be worthwhile or not. There's also a calculation that is made, consciously or otherwise, about the cost of investing in a particular activity. That is, we make a judgment call about whether or not something is worth it to us to do. This is an entirely subjective matter and a reflection of our values, at least in that moment. There are always sacrifices inherent in choosing one thing over another, but it is these sacrifices that make our choices and our values meaningful. If you're wondering how the things you consider important to you rank in your life right now, study your own behavior as an impartial observer would, for instance, by faithfully recording how you spend your time hour by hour for, say, a full week, and your true values will be revealed. The good news is that our values are not fixed. They can be changed at any time. When we decide that we wish to modify something about the way we are living, we can revise our investments of time, energy, money, or attention. We can experiment by adding or subtracting certain activities or behaviors or relationships from our lives and see how we feel about those choices and the results they produce for us. Determining our values is an ongoing calibration process. It is perfectly natural for our priorities to change over time, but to undertake this process consciously starts with an honest self-assessment. How am I currently investing my time and energy, and what changes do I wish to make in that regard? We're not being lazy when we're neglecting something we claim is important to us. If we're not in avoidance mode, we might simply be prioritizing other things over that one right now, and we can choose otherwise whenever we decide to. To sum up, when you really want to do something or something is really important to you, do you have trouble mobilizing yourself? My guess is probably not, in which case you're not lazy. So instead of calling it laziness when motivation does not arise spontaneously, dig deeper and uncover what the ambivalence is all about. Learn to differentiate that which should be important to you versus what actually is. If something isn't genuinely important to you, consider giving yourself permission to let go of it. It's your life, and we're not here for all that long. If something is important to you, but you are having a hard time getting yourself to take action on it, you might be in avoidance mode. This is understandable, human person. Acknowledge when you have fear or anxiety about something and resolve to face it. Seek out help if you need to. Ask yourself, what is more important to me than this discomfort? And lean into that. The more you build this muscle, the better you'll feel about yourself. Ask yourself, is this a priority for me right now? Not everything can be. If it's not, accept that and know that priorities can and do change and evolve. If it is a priority, or you wish for it to become one, study yourself like the fascinating and complex creature that you are. Tune into the conditions under which you have found yourself naturally motivated in the past. Observe any patterns or insights you discover about yourself. Try new techniques or tactics. Change your environment to make it more hospitable to what you want to prioritize. Do your best to understand what makes you tick so that you can get yourself to do things you might not want to do in the moment, but that you'll later thank yourself for having done. First and foremost, cultivate honesty and patience with yourself. This is essential to living with integrity and to cultivating honesty and patience with others as well. This is the lifelong work of being human. You just listened to part two of the post titled "Laziness is Not the Issue" by Eric Teplitz of ericteplitz.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you again to Eric. Great point in there about the dread or worry or anxiety that we often get about certain things on our to-do lists, which makes us procrastinate then. He said that the anxiety is only likely to increase the longer you keep your feet planted in avoidance. And we know this to be true in other areas of life as well. Avoidance of a fear, running away, unless it's actually something truly life-threatening, running away only makes that fear worse. We just talked about this, in fact, when we heard from two psychologists back-to-back last week. So not only are we making that anxiety and dread last longer, but making it even stronger. But in the case where it's for a different reason, like it's simply not a priority, being honest is a good first step. That's how I've dealt with the many, many different tasks I could possibly work on for our daily podcasts here. Obviously, releasing each episode on time each day is priority number one, but updating the website, changing things, developing new shows, working on ideas, all those are lower on the list because they're less important, and I'm fully okay with that. I know that as I work to get farther ahead with the day-to-day stuff, other things will become more manageable and a bigger priority, but in the meantime, I can relax knowing that it's okay to put off other things. So something to think about today, be honest with yourself, have a great day if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.